Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The bipartisan agreement to raise the debt ceiling and limit government spending has passed a key test in the House, despite opposition from some conservatives. CBS's Nicole Killian has more.
A deal brokered by President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy heads to the House floor after clearing a critical procedural vote in the Rules Committee. At least two dozen Republicans say they'll vote no on the final bill because it doesn't do enough to rein in spending. Progressive Democrats are also concerned about stricter work requirements for those on government assistance.
A lawsuit has been filed after the police shooting of a child earlier this month in Mississippi. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper has the details.
According to family attorney Carlos Moore, Adarian Murray called police regarding a domestic dispute that took place when the father of one of his siblings showed up and was irate. The mother, Nikayla Murray, has filed a federal lawsuit that seeks at least $5 million in damages.
The search continues after a building collapse in Davenport, Iowa over the weekend.
Several people remained unaccounted for after a more than a century-old apartment building in Davenport, Iowa collapsed. Officials are working to determine whether continuing to search the unstable remains is possible.
She's CBS's Chanel Call. Illinois is about to become the first state to enact a law to end book bans and financially penalize publicly funded institutions that try to do so. CBS's Allison Keyes reports.
Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker is expected to sign the bill that blocks state funding from public libraries and schools to ban books. He calls banning books a devastating attempt to erase our history and the authentic history of many. In Illinois, Pritzker says, we don't hide from the truth.
In sharp contrast, Florida's Republican governor and presidential candidate Ron DeSantis is promising to make book bans easier in other states. Would armed teachers be able to stop a mass shooter? CBS's Stacey Lynn takes a look.
According to a new survey about school safety by the RAND Corporation, the majority of teachers don't think arming themselves with guns would help. 54% thought schools would be less safe if teachers carried. 26% said they didn't think it would make a difference at all.
Turning to nuclear arms, the United Nations nuclear chief is urging Russia and Ukraine to ban attacks at Europe's largest nuclear plant, telling diplomats the world is lucky that a nuclear accident has not happened so far.
The UN nuclear watchdog chief, Rafael Mariano Grossi, told CBS News Radio that the watchdog agency is clear that the ownership of the Russia-occupied plant is not in dispute.
This being part of the UN system, the UN charter should never be violated.
This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
With summer savings at the Home Depot, we'll get your kitchen clicking. With top brand appliances, like a new GE refrigerator with internal water dispenser for a crisp, cool glass of water every time. Or a GE oven with built-in air fryer for healthier, crispier options with no preheating. Plus, with convenient shopping in-store and online at the Home Depot, your innovative new appliances are just a click away, too. Save up to 30% on select appliances plus $300 off select refrigerators at the Home Depot. Pricing valid May 18th through June 7th, 2023. U.S. only. See store online for details.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage, egg croissant, plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo order.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT. My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
A blend of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 89. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 63, mainly clear. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 89, mainly sunny skies and calm.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 56.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Absolutely.
That's so cool.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to the fourth, the countdown, the fourth to last No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour on As Goes Wisconsin. And we have a very fun hour. Sometimes we bury the lead a little bit and it's not as fun. It's like still like a kind of a serious topic, but today only fun stuff. We are so excited to have our guests in studio. Maybe you've heard of them. Maybe you've heard of it. The Experience MKE podcast, co-founded by Adam Daris and Steve Glenn in the studio. And I actually just did their podcast 2 weeks
ago.
Yeah,
you did.
Yes, yes.
And we had a really great, we basically talked about how neither of you like to listen to the news.
Yeah, we did. Hey, we don't like the news. Do you know how hard it was to not interrupt you? I'm so used to interrupting Adam all the time.
Because you're used to being the host.
We are.
But now I'm the captain now.
I just listen.
I am the captain now.
So I'm so excited to have you guys here. So for people who are not familiar, what is the Experience MKE podcast?
Podcast about the people, places, and events that make Milwaukee amazing.
Pretty straightforward.
Pretty straightforward.
And how long have you been doing it?
5 years.
5 years.
That's a long, that's in podcasting world, like that's a pretty long time because I'm trying to think, like when was the real, the rise of podcasting was like 10-ish years ago?
It was.
We believe you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so then you guys jumped on it. So that would have been what?
2018. Yeah. Yeah, and it was, it's interesting because when I share with friends and family that, you know, hey, Steve, what are you up to? What are you doing these days? Oh, I have a podcast. They look at me really, I guess it's not working out the way you had hoped it would, you know? And but we've kept at it and had a lot of success.
Well, and that's the thing. The thing that's interesting about podcasting or TikToking or like social media in general of just like the revolution of equipment being more affordable,
right?
Software being available, and so the barrier to entry to make stuff now is very low,
super low.
And what happens is your actual perseverance to keep doing it,
right?
Especially when there's not always money attached to it. And so, like, there's a lot of people who start a podcast who probably don't keep doing it for 5 years. And so, what has been kind of the motivation to keep going and the building the audience and all the stuff as far as like to do it for 5 years, like that's an accomplishment.
Thank you. Adam is my motivation.
Oh,
whoa, what?
Yeah.
Is Adam your why?
I've tried to quit a few times over those 5 years. And he keeps me kind of focused on keeping going. And plus, you know, when you talk about motivation, free beer. That's been our main motivation.
That's been Steve's main motivation.
Yeah.
I love listening to people talk about what they're passionate about. Right. So when we got into the pandemic and we were talking to lots of small businesses who are adapting to this new thing we mm-hmm. had to adapt to, I was like, this is fascinating. How are you changing your entire business in the matter of weeks? Like, we found out on St. Patty's Day that pretty much everything was going to close down.
Going away, yeah.
And we were interviewing people that next month who were like, yep, we decided we were going to go with this thing and we're going to do this takeout. And we have people just walking stuff out to cars. We're just making it happen.
Gift certificates, merch, whatever yeah. we could do to help keep the lights on at those businesses. But really, when the real answer to your question is not only free beer.
Or Adam.
Or Adam, yeah. Who side hosted the side seat back.
Side seat
something
produced.
Hosted, yeah.
Yeah.
It's connecting Milwaukeeans to Milwaukee businesses. And it wasn't, hey, let's just go sit in the basement and do a podcast. It with that mission, it's hard to not stick to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so for people who haven't listened to the podcast before, what types of people are you? Are you interviewing business owners? Are you interviewing personalities? Like, who do you guys try to hunt down? Obviously, I was just on it. That one hasn't come out yet, though, right?
It hasn't, no.
We have like 20 that haven't come
out
yet.
And that was a long hunt, Kristen. There was a lot of, like, remember we were talking about, like, we met a couple of times, and I was like, God, why didn't I just tell her? We got to get on the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. But and then we had to cancel multiple times.
Yeah.
How it goes. But as far as what can people expect if they were to dabble and start listening to the podcast?
Yeah, so it's 80%, I would say, bars, restaurants, cafes, musicians, artists, all of those people that are the fabric, the businesses that are fabric mm-hmm. of the city, along with a bit of what is it like to work in Milwaukee, and then we dig in a little bit each month on what does technology look like in the city and how does Milwaukee continue on its quest to be seen as more techie.
Because there's also, so there's experience, work, and tech, right?
Correct.
Those are kind of the three pillars of
the media empire.
The media empire. And so I guess it's interesting because why do you go so hard for Milwaukee?
Whoa, big question.
You can start. I think we both have our whys around that too.
But it's funny. It's funny being, I'm not sure there's another state that has as much animosity towards its biggest city. Mm-hmm. In the way Wisconsin does. Mm-hmm. And like, for those of us who actually mm-hmm. live here, I feel like we're very protective of it. We're critical of it. It's not that it doesn't have its issues.
For sure.
But like, are very defensive and proud of mm-hmm. Milwaukee. And yet, this is a statewide show. So there's certainly people who have a narrative in their mind about
the city.
About
right?
Milwaukee.
Or an experience they had that maybe wasn't as positive.
Totally.
Right.
And so I guess as far as selling Milwaukee to people who aren't already in Milwaukee, I'll let either of you go first.
I can
jump
very
on.
Easily jump in quick. I even did a city guide tour for my day job at UKG where they said, hey, just tell us about your city and do a city guide. And I was like, guys, I do a podcast about this.
Maybe you've heard of it.
I'll go first. So yeah, maybe you've heard of it.
I'll go first.
So I went and I had a number of people that were like, okay, all right. They had their hands up. They're like, fine, I'll come visit. And even some with not necessarily the best experience or the best thought.
Image.
Yeah, that's a good one. Best image of Milwaukee in mind, or Wisconsin in general, or the Midwest in general.
Or any of that, yeah. But we are, for sure, we are a Rainbows and Butterflies podcast.
Yes.
We talk about the positive stories, and we stick to that. And really, it's the city, for me personally, the city has given so much to me, starting from nothing, that it was a logical way to give back. And that's what we do.
I love rainbows and butterflies.
Don't we all?
You got me right there.
Our lollipops.
Our guests are Adam Darris and Steve Glenn. They are co-hosts of the Experience Milwaukee podcast.
And so, should we talk about the next phase?
The new stuff?
Of Experience MKE?
The today stuff?
Do you guys do Experience MKE or Experience Milwaukee?
We do it all. We do all EXP MKE. We do Experience MKE,
okay.
Experience
That's not
Milwaukee.
Confusing at all.
Not at all.
It's whatever people feel in their
this
hearts.
This is part of the rainbows. Yeah. This is part of the rainbows and the butterflies thing.
Like, what's it?
You mean having seven names isn't confusing?
Yeah, Kristen, honestly, if they know our podcast by anything, double thumbs
succeeding.
Up.
We're succeeding. Yeah.
Should we talk about the next phase?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Big announcement.
Big announcement. So this morning, literally, it was so fresh at the cafe that I work that it was being blocked by the website internet checkers of the world. Like,
the
is
firewall?
This a legit website? Right.
Oh,
it, like the 404 one.
Like when you launch a site. Yeah. I guess when you launch a site, you've got to wait until it's checked out and like vetted by the internet, and then they publish it. But this morning we launched a new program called Text MKE, and you can go to textmke.com to sign up. It is all about connecting Milwaukeeans to business, to events, to places, to information.
So what does that actually look like? So it's textmke.com.
Yes.
And this is what I just went to the website. It is working now, in case you were worried.
Yes.
It has not crashed
yet.
Thank
you, Squarespace.
Get connected to everything you love. Subscribe to the free daily text about what's happening in and around your city. It's the easiest way to experience Milwaukee. So if I were to sign up for this, do I get a free text tomorrow?
You get a free text immediately.
Immediately.
Welcoming you to the platform, to the community. And then we will keep up every day. We're trying to like not be overzealous and text everyone all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, we want to be respectful.
Like, you don't want to be like the retail emails.
Yeah.
As soon as you sign up for something, you're like, why did you email me 5 times a day? I'm not going to buy this sale.
You sent me your entire drip campaign in one go.
What are you doing right now? Where are you?
Yeah. Why are you mad at us? Yeah.
Why aren't you talking to me?
So what are the kind of texts that you like? Is it already kind of like planned out as far as like, what are the kind of texts? What are they going to say? Are they going to be funny? Are they going to be like, this is what's happening today. This is what's happening in a couple days. Here's a deal.
I hope
as fingers,
I hope they're funny.
Yeah. As fingers crossed as we can possibly get. I really hope they're funny. Yeah. We're going to try to introduce a little sass, a little
snark,
maybe some snark, maybe just, we're going to try to be a little comedic about it because we don't want it to be
too serious.
Too serious. Yeah. We want it to be fun and enjoyable and look forward to a daily text.
And we want people to feel so engaged that they respond back, that this isn't a one way.
So is it one of you texting them back then?
Yep. It's our whole team.
We sure are.
Yeah. You never know who
we
you're
absolutely
gonna,
are.
So I'll get a text back.
Yeah,
it's not
absolutely.
Just all automated?
No, for
absolutely.
Sure. This is all humans operating this whole system behind the scenes, and so. But to your directly to your question, deals, events, cool things, hidden gems, stuff for that only the locals know, fun facts about the city. It just depends on our mood.
Depends on the day.
On the day.
So you have a very thorough content calendar. You're gonna have to start planning it out.
Yikes.
Or we wake up in the morning and we figure it out.
We will never do that. I will not allow it. Because otherwise I'll have massive anxious anxiety.
We don't have tomorrow's text.
What are we doing tomorrow?
Here's a cool layer. I've already had some conversations with nonprofits who have events and other organizations who are interested in sponsoring some of those days, either for other businesses to publish their information on it or to own that day or that week or that month.
So this is, what I like about it is that it makes it much more, the business side of it makes a lot of sense to me as far as instead of, you have to listen to an entire podcast to hear the advertising of, you know, the plug that we do halfway in the show or something like that versus the ability to have a very contained audience who's already like opted in to wants to know about what's going on in the city. And like, as I've said before, and we'll talk about this more on the other side of the break, of like, there's always is a lot happening in Milwaukee, but I've yet to find like the Bible of it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So we're going to talk about that when we come back. Our guests are Adam Darris and Steve Glenn of the Experience MKE podcast. And now, as of today, Text MKE. So we'll have them here still in studio when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the 6th season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
riverwest.org.
Love the outdoors, but lack the gear to explore it? River West Outdoor Pro Shop has everything you need. Rock climbing, snowshoeing, kayaking, and more. Don't know what you need? Come visit the shop located in the basement of Milwaukee Turner's at 1034 North Velar Phillips Avenue. Their friendly staff will help you find what you need. For questions and hours, call 414-272-1733, extension 16. 414-272-1733, extension 16.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot, or call us at 262-278-6590.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun today with a slight chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 88. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 63. Mainly clear skies. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 89. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
From our little corner of the world where the Pack, the Crew, and the Bucks all rule.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Moving along the sky, yeah. It's a car moving along the highway. You moving to California. You with me? I'm almost 2,000 miles from my home, sweet home. 2,000 miles from the arms that bore me. 2,000 miles from my sweet home, Milwaukee. Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinera, and we are talking to Adam Darris and Steve Glenn, co-hosts and founders of the Experience Milwaukee podcast. And as of today, text MKE. If you would like a daily free text about what's happening in and around the city, go to textmke.com to check that out. I'm very excited to sign up for this after the show.
I already signed you up. Don't worry.
Oh, great. Perfect. So I guess in the segment that we have left, I'll ask you guys, what are you currently experiencing in Milwaukee?
Right.
Steve, yeah. We'll start with you.
Yeah. So I was, you know, sharing a little bit. I'm a sucker for Second Street right now. And that I see Second Street
like water
in Walker's Point, stretching further near Bayview into First Street, like all of those business. It's a long, I hit all of those businesses like from morning to tonight every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Do you live on that street?
No, not
you
even
just,
close.
You go to Second Street every day just to patronize the.
So second-ish, first-ish. Okay. It all runs in the same area for me. But I mean, I can name names.
Yeah, what are some of the places where you stop?
So my day usually starts at the Wantable Cafe.
Okay.
It's an excellent workspace. And usually around, I don't know, one or two on a non-Monday. If it's Monday, one or two or three, we're going to go to Black Sheep.
Okay, that was where I had my wedding dinner.
Oh, it's a beautiful
place.
In
the downstairs private room.
Yeah. If anyone got on the PA, that's mine. So,
well,
yeah. But if it's a non-Monday, usually about 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, I head over to Transfer Pizzeria. And then into the evening, it might be stop for a happy hour meeting at Bridgewater or New Barons.
Love
and,
New Barons.
Yeah. And,
love
and,
it.
Heidi and John.
Have a drink. Yeah. And nice. A meeting. So
nice. Yeah. A lot of meetings.
I'm,
do you also wear a Bluetooth in your ear?
Yeah, I feel like those meetings are
like you watch it
exaggerated quotes.
My wife could be listening to
like
this.
Like I'm having a meeting here. Yeah, I'm having a crab cake and a Manhattan at Bridgewater by myself. I was meeting with the
you don't
crab
even
cake.
Know what a meeting is.
I do not.
What about you, Adam?
Right now, I still think I'm a sucker for the Deer District.
Okay,
can't say it. Still love it.
Yeah, that's an awesome space.
I love Mecca. I love that whole outdoor. I call it the hallway. It's not a hallway. It's an alley.
Yeah.
With that giant TV. I might be obsessed with TVs.
That is specific, like, thoroughfare is whenever it's, like, a super nice day, and whether it's a sporting event or something, like especially if there's a Brewers game on, mm-hmm. and people just kind of like walk through, stop for a little while, hang, get a beer, keep walking. That is really
there's just cool something about
like,
it.
There's like on a summer day, there's something very community like oriented about that little meeting spot.
Absolutely,
that's very cool.
And pro tip: if you like delicious fried chicken, Cream City Cluckery is in the Fiserv Forum. It's a ghost kitchen. Kitchen.
See, how does that compare to Gold Rush chicken?
What?
I don't think I've had either.
I don't think I've had Gold Rush chicken, to be honest.
I know, but I've had Cream City Cluckery.
They are Gold Rush chicken. They are both fantastic in their own ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have a favorite?
No. Okay. I don't pick favorites on food.
It's very Switzerland.
Really? Yeah, that is very sponsory.
Frozen pizza, transfer pizza. That's all
this and is. And you just lumped them favorites. You just lumped them together. Right. Nice work.
What about you, Jane? What are you experiencing in Milwaukee these days?
I was at, where did I spend it? We were at Three Lions Pub.
Ooh.
Yes. In Sherwood yesterday.
Yes.
You watching some football?
No, we were just, I was meeting a girlfriend for some cocktails. Nice. Afternoon cocktails.
Great spot.
Yeah, it is. I love that place. Yep.
Sounds like a meeting to me.
The bartenders are always hilarious and very chatty. It's one of those places where you can go and other patrons will actually talk to other patrons.
Love that.
Instead of being too cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Or like enveloped in their own conversations in their world. Or something. Yeah. It's just you go there to be a part of a community. You do.
What is that? I always sit at the bar. Every place I go.
We're big at sitting on the bar and actually talking to the bartenders.
Yeah.
My husband and I.
The best.
We normally don't sit at an actual table.
And you know what I've heard from the bartenders and mixologists? They love when you're there, first of all, because they have people to talk to as well. They said, this is where you get the best service.
Yeah, it sure is.
Oh, that's a good point.
They're like, I got nothing else to do but look at you and talk to you.
And converse.
It's slow, so I guess you're just stuck with me.
Yeah, you're right. You're going to have to entertain me.
The thing that I'm most looking forward to this summer is checking out all the different farmers markets.
Because
I won't be hungover on Saturdays and Sundays.
Speaking of, Kristen, speaking of favorites, what's your favorite farmer's market?
I don't know yet.
Oh, I can tell you what mine is.
Why? Have you not been?
South Shore.
I've stopped at them, but I haven't necessarily invested time into comparing the different farmer's markets. I've walked by them. Because usually, we were either out of town on the weekends or, sleeping, hungover.
Yep, hungover.
And so that was, my goal for this summer is, to start checking off and trying to all the different farmers markets and, getting fresh food and stuff like that. Because I'm trying to, eat healthy to grow this baby.
Right on.
And so what do you recommend?
South Shore.
Yeah.
Really?
South Shore, I love it. You're the second person to tell me that.
Love it.
I'm not saying I don't pick favorites, so I'm not saying, I love.
Again, we already know. Yeah, so, we've established.
Any farmer's market with churros, because Adam turns into a maniac.
I turn into the churro monster.
He will knock children down to get to the churros. Even if they, the tables have fallen, they've blown into the grass, he will go into the
I bump into one family to get a churro, and this guy won't let it go.
Never, 10 of them.
Never let it go.
He's
all right.
Crying.
We got 1 minute left.
Yeah. What?
When is my episode coming out?
Monday, June 5th.
Monday, June 5th. Go check out the Experience MKE podcast.
Rock on.
Go listen to the backlog. Sign up for text MKE at textmke.com. What else am I missing?
Get ready for a great, great Milwaukee summer.
Yep. Summer fest and all.
It's the best time.
Yes.
Do stuff every weekend. All right. Steve and Adam, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for announcing on my show. I feel really special. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213. Or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 89. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 63, mainly clear. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 89, mainly sunny skies and calm. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
To preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Bicycle! Bicycle!
I want to ride my
bicycle. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and the beautiful weather means bikes are out. Not that bikes aren't out. Some people who are really committed have bikes out all year long.
Yes.
But I saw tons of people out on their bike this weekend while I was doing yard work, and it motivated me to get my bike out, which is good timing because next week is Wisconsin Bike Week. And here to talk about Wisconsin Bike Week and Wisconsin Bike Fed is Assistant Director of Wisconsin Bike Fed, Jake Newborn. Welcome to the show, Jake.
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're so excited to have you here. So for people who are unfamiliar, what is Wisconsin Bike Fed?
Yeah, we are a statewide nonprofit advocacy and education organization working to make Wisconsin the best state in the country for cycling.
That is a very concise. Is that with our winters, will we ever be the best place for cycling?
That depends on what kind of cycling you do. You know, there's fat biking and all sorts of, you know, mountain biking and options you can still do in the winter for sure.
Oh, okay. I guess fat biking. Oh, I think they do that. Don't they do a big fat bike race up in Hayward and the same route that they do the Birkenbeiner?
Yep, there's one up there. We just had the Fat Bike World Championships west of Madison, I think, the past 2 years too. So plenty of ways to get out and enjoy the winter weather on a bike.
Are you a big fat biker?
Personally, no.
But is it harder?
Can't do it all. There's only so much I myself can do.
Is riding a fat bike harder or like very different than riding a normal bike?
Yeah, it's definitely different.
Okay.
You know, you're riding on sand or snow or that, you know, loose dirt. So it's different. But it's like riding a bike, you know, once you get going.
Isn't it calling it fat somewhat harsh?
Are you standing up for the bikes?
I'm just saying. The fat
shaming.
Bike, it's like, geez.
We could come up with a more inclusive term. I'm open to concepts.
Thick with three C's. So I guess what are the different activities when we're talking about Wisconsin Bike Fed? There's stuff for education, there's programs, there's advocacy, there's legislation. So what are kind of the different pillars of the organization, if you can give some examples?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, probably our biggest is programming and education. We've got staff in all over the state, Milwaukee area, Appleton, Dane County, doing education. A lot of work with kids, taking them on bike rides, teaching them how to ride, taking them to parks and the lake and stuff like that for the first time. We've got a mobile bike repair program where we're training and employing high school kids to fix bikes. And then we'll take them out in the summer and give them summer jobs fixing bikes for free out in the community. We do have a cycling without age program, which is focused on training people to be volunteers to ride what's called a tri-shot. And that's where for people who are, you know, older or their abilities aren't there to be able to ride a bike themselves, but still feel the wind through their hair and get out and talk with someone and see nature and stuff like that. So really, you know, programs for people from 8 to 80 is what we really focus on.
And then when you talk about like legislation, we talk a lot about politics and laws and stuff like that. So what are the kind of legislation when it comes to bikes that you guys have worked on?
Yeah, I mean, as you know, and I'm sure you've talked about on your show, it's tough to pass legislation lately. Our government has been split, and no one wants to agree on a lot of things. But we like to kind of use the term bike partisan. You know, biking
like that.
Is for everybody. So over the years, we have had some successes over the years. We were able to initially get the Complete Streets Law passed, which was then taken out in 2011 by former Governor Walker. But we're working right now to get that kind of put back in. We were pretty big part of getting e-bikes allowed in Wisconsin and categorized and classified and legalized. We've worked on getting the anti-dooring, I guess you'd call it, where if you park your car, you swing your door open and it's in the way of a cyclist.
Oh, yeah.
You can be held accountable for that. So, we've been successful on some of those. Right now, the big stuff we're working on is the budget issues. And so that's kind of just ongoing. The governor did put some funding and some programming aspects in there. As of right now, some have been pulled out. Some are still in. We're still, you know, that's all still kind of a moving situation right now.
Yes. Many parts of the budget are still a moving situation. And so for the current stuff, though, I guess we've kind of talked about this before. What is the safest way to design bike lanes? Because as someone who has biked, I was a big city bike user when I lived in New York City, which worked well, but was also, you know.
Must have been scary.
There was times where it was like, oh, things could go wrong quickly. And so what is kind of the latest, if you could, you know, magic wand the streets? Is it having an actual barrier, like having the instead of the cars parallel parked next to the curb, they're out, and then so the bike lane itself is protected by the parked cars? Or what is kind of the latest research on like the safest way to have bike lanes?
Yeah, the protected, the physically separated bike lanes are showing to be, you know, the most safest, and getting also just getting the most people out and riding. You know, if a mom and a child don't feel comfortable riding on that road with a painted bike lane because of heavy traffic, or unfortunately what people are calling the Milwaukee slide, the passing on the right, you know, that can be very scary and that can stop you. Whereas if you're a, you know, older guy like me who's ridden a ton and you can feel confident out there and feel a little safer, you know, that's okay. But it's what we are really trying to advocate for is, you know, facilities that are for all ages and abilities. So you can get out and ride with your kids. You can get ride with your grandparents. And in general, protected facilities are going to be the best for that and most accommodating.
Absolutely. We're talking to Jake Newborn, who is the assistant director over at Wisconsin Bike Fed, which is having a very big week coming up because next week is Wisconsin Bike Week. And so what are some of the activities that are going on? Because we technically, I think we got introduced because we had seen that May was National Bike Month, but the weather doesn't always, you know, cooperate in Wisconsin in May. And so you said that Wisconsin has their bike week in June when it's a little more predictable, right?
Yeah, the people in Washington, the national organizations like to set those national dates and without thinking about some of us here in the northern climates. And so, you know, a few years ago, we kind of made the move really again to accommodate anyone who wants to get out and try it. We didn't want it to be just for the most tough cyclists who are willing to ride in rain and cold. And it looks like I'm not a weather person, but man, it's looking nice for the next week or so. So plenty of opportunities. And we've got, there's events that we're helping to host with partners all across the state, from Eau Claire, Sheboygan, Madison, Milwaukee, Rhinelander, Kenosha, Beloit. So anywhere across the state, there's going to be lots of great events going on. And you can check that out on our website. We've got a great calendar that you can sort by city, date, type of event to try and find something that's right for you.
Jake, I'm curious about the program you have where you teach high school kids how to fix bicycles and then send them out to do free bike repairs. Are bikes still pretty much the same, or are they much more complicated now? Is it harder now to fix things like it is with a car?
There have been some changes. Some bikes are disc brakes are becoming more common. E-bikes are becoming more common, and those are challenging to keep. I think for any bike shop to keep up with, you know, training new people. But that's just part of, I think, you know, our world. You know, technology advances, and how can we prepare and train people for those next advancements, for sure.
It's funny because I saw on one of the events for Bike Week next week is at Old World, Wisconsin, which is near and dear to our hearts.
Yes.
And all I can imagine now, have you been to Old World, Wisconsin, Jake?
It's been a while for me. My daughter just went on a school trip, though, this spring.
Did she get on the big bicycle, like the bicycles when they used to be like the massive front wheel that was like as tall as a person? Yeah. And so
she's the one at the museum too.
Yes, exactly. And so now I'm just thinking of adding an event to National or to Wisconsin Bike Week at Old World, Wisconsin, where you race those old bikes. Those things were dangerous though.
It's a whole nother, again, it's like the fat bikes. A whole nother type of bike to know how to ride.
Well, you were way far off the ground on those things.
Yeah.
That was a long fall.
Farther to fall.
Yeah. So I guess as far as people trying to find more events or get involved for anything going on next week, where would you direct them to?
We've got a website. It's on wisconsinbikefed.org. I'll pop that in your link here so you can share that with your folks.
Perfect.
And it's under the under the events tab there, and it's Wisconsin Bike Week. And you'll be able to sort that. We've got things like commuter stations. If you are riding, want to get a coffee or a donut or something for free, there's places giving out that. There's a Pride ride because we've got Pride Fest in Milwaukee and Madison. Definitely both have, you know, super fun Pride rides to the parades and things like that. There's Learn to Rides. There's Youth Bike Rodeo in Grafton on June 10th. There's June 2nd. Well, in Bayview here, my neighborhood, we'll have the part of the Bayview Gallery Night, kind of scavenger hunt by bike with art themed stops. There's you know, rides for women, rides for older people. There's an e-bike ride. Like really there's kind of any kind of biking that you might be interested or finding more about. I'd encourage people to go to that website, poke around, see if there's something that you, you know, can go. And our theme this year is kind of chain reactions. You know, hoping that a week of action will lead to a lifetime of inspiration. And so, you know, again, the weather is going to be great. There's going to be kind of something for everyone all across the state. Too many for us to cover in our limited time on the show here. you know, I could probably spend just, you know, a 3-hour segment just talking about all the events. But there's going to be rides with the mayor of Madison, mayor of Milwaukee, mayor of West Dallas. So always real important to, you know, just in general, let your local elected officials know that you support biking, you want better infrastructure, because they're the ones who are going to make a lot of those decisions. You know, it's not always going to be, you know, Dark Brandon can't come in here and drop a protected bike lane down in your backyard, but the mayor might have more say in that. So always encourage people to do that.
Absolutely. And so you've been with Wisconsin Bike Fed for 16 years?
16 years.
Wow.
I started as kind of one of those mechanics just out of college, you know, learning to help fix up bikes and kind of volunteering, and then got a job, part-time job, and then took on more opportunities with our youth education programs. And I guess when you don't leave, they just keep giving you more stuff to do.
Well, I guess we'll promote them to this. It's good idea, Jane.
I just wanted to ask, bikes are available in all different price ranges too, right? Right, Jake? Because for some people, it's certainly going to be cost prohibitive. And I just think it's so important for kids to learn how to ride a bike, because that is the first taste of transportational freedom that you ever have. It was, I can remember it like it was yesterday, being able to ride my bike during the summer and go across town. And it's just so incredibly freeing. And for some people, it just might be cost prohibitive.
Yeah. And there are a lot of bike giveaways that we participate in. Southside Bike Days is coming up in June as well. And we give away bikes to some of our MPS students. Free Bikes for Kids in Madison gives away bikes. So, you know, if you are, you know, a person who's in kind of in that need of that situation, you can find that information too on our website. But they do range, you know, from $200, $300 to $2,000. And I would just suggest going to your local bike shop, seeing what they have, being open and honest and talking with the people there, and any local bike shop in the state. I know many of the workers across the state, they're great people. They'll want to get you on something that you will ride, right? And that you will get on and ride, and they're all more than happy to get you riding.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Jake Newborn, thanks so much for spending time with us. I hope you have a great Wisconsin Bike Week. Maybe I'll see you out there. And welcome back. You're welcome to come back anytime.
Great. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day. All right. When we come back, we will wrap up today's show, and I will let you know how my my adventure in yard work went over the weekend. All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back. Jesus, I don't want to be a candidate for being number one again. All I want to do is bicycle. Bicycle. I want to ride my
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 88. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 63. Mainly clear skies. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. Highs level off around 89. Mainly sunny skies and calm. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
From As Goes Wisconsin to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
As Goes Wisconsin, I am Kristen Bry, she is Jane Madnair, and we have made it to the end of Tuesday's show. We only have three more shows at 3 hours.
I know.
We're moving on Monday. Moving on Monday. Do you think you're going to wake, do you have to wake up an hour earlier?
I will probably get up a little bit earlier.
I think I can, I've been popping awake at like 5:45.
Seriously?
No problem.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, then I go to sleep at like 9, but but yeah, this morning I woke up at like, without an alarm.
Wow.
At like 5:35, 5:40.
I haven't popped awake naturally in decades.
I don't know what's causing it. I don't know if it's because I'm not imbibing at all in the evening or what it is, but I wake up, I feel pretty good, and I start the day to start working on the outline for the day, and so I feel like I can still do that within, I don't think I have to wake up any earlier to get the show ready by 10, largely because we do have one less hour that we have to prep
for. Right. So yeah, again, and the whole Civic Media lineup is going to be some little tweaks here and there as of Monday, but Earl Ingram will be going to 2 hours,
yep,
his show, and then we will automatically follow him from 10 to noon, and then there will be some news, and we're going to have, yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah,
it's
so as far as, there's going to be slight changes depending on the market, but overall, 6 to 8 will be Pat Kreitlow, and then 8 to 10 will be Earl Ingram, then we'll be on 10 to 12, then 12 to 1, there will be news. 1 to 3, we got Todd Alba. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn. 4 to 6, Devil's Advocates.
There you go.
And then...
Oh, yes.
Miss Maggie Dawn.
Yes.
If you have not heard... We've actually not had Maggie on as a guest yet, but she's our first Civic Media host. So one of the new things we're going to do in the new lineup, from the 10 to 12 lineup, is on Fridays at 10:30... we're going to have rotating Civic Media, other Civic Media hosts come on and kind of recap the week with us. Maybe we'll do a little good, bad, and the ugly, or, you know, some of the, we'll do the headline quiz with them. So now you'll have some competition to see who you can beat. But we'll, you know, introduce some of the other Civic Media hosts to you every Friday. And Miss Maggie Dawn will be our first guest next. So that'll be June 9th. So she'll be our first Civic Media host to come join us for a little news recap on 10:30 on June 9th, because her show from 6 to 7, Monday through Thursday, starts next week or starts today.
We will clarify.
But she's
wonderful.
Wonderful. And we are so happy to have another woman on the air.
And I got to tell you, and we were talking about this earlier about people's who have the capacity to hold all kinds of institutional knowledge and just pick it out of their brains, just like Maggie is one of those people.
And I think it must be a lawyer thing, because Jim Santel is like that.
Yeah.
Matt Flynn is like that.
Yeah.
So some of these guys who have like the memory, a steel trap memory, to be able to be like, oh, this case,
yes,
in this time or this piece of history, and, you know, Reagan did this, this, and this. And it's like, how do you just like rattle that off with no problem. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Some
just incredible institutional knowledge, and she's funny, and she's brilliant, and I just couldn't think of a better addition.
Yeah, we're really lucky to. So if you have a later commute home,
you listen,
mark your calendars to be able to listen to Maggie from 6 to 7, or just listen to her podcast, as you can always do with us.
Exactly.
Listen to our listen to us as a podcast. You can find it at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or wherever you find podcasts, Spotify, Apple, the like. So how was your Memorial Day weekend?
It was really nice. My husband and I did take out his fancy new electric vehicle.
Did you not break it?
I did not break it.
Great.
I did not drive it with all of the remarkable things that you can put on. So it brakes for you. I mean, it's really kind of...
Because what kind of car is it?
It is a Kia EV.
Is it easy to steal?
No. No, actually, it's not.
No, I know.
It's dead. It is dead, dead, dead. If you don't have the fob, you're not getting anything.
Okay. So, did it mostly just feel like a car while you were driving it?
The one thing I noticed is that the response time is almost instantaneous. So, from the time you put your foot on the gas... your foot on the accelerator in this instance, not the gas. It responds immediately.
Okay.
Whereas with a gas-powered engine, there's just a little bit of a lag, you know?
Is it the same thing with the brakes? Like, do you stop quickly?
It's very responsive.
Okay.
But now my husband likes to drive it with, again, these fancy features where it senses how far away you are from the car in front of you, and if you take your foot off the brake, it will start slowing down automatically and then stop you before you get there. And I said, that's all well and good until the one time it doesn't work. I am having a really hard time relying on these things to do what they are designed to do because it just seems too soon.
The robots are here, Jane.
I know. I know, and I'm not ready. I'm not
brain
ready.
Ships, driving brain chips, cars.
Alexa in your house. Yeah. It's making me crazy.
But she's listening to you.
I know, and spying. Who knows what she's doing with that information. But it's pretty cool.
Good.
It's pretty cool.
And you managed not to break it. Congratulations.
I did not. So we drove around in some empty parking lots in Brookfield, and then I drove us home.
Great.
Yeah, and it was good. It was fine. I would still never put any of that extra... I'm not trusting you to break.
How old is your car?
It's a 2012.
Whose car is older? Yours or Greg's box?
Oh, I don't know.
I think his car is about... He's told me he has 200,000 miles on his car.
I'm not at 100,000 miles yet.
How did you not... Really?
Nope. I'm at like 98,000 miles.
Wow.
I know.
Efficient.
Let's just hope the doors will stay on for a couple more years. And then maybe by that time I can trust that the thing will break when it's supposed to.
All right. Well, at the Bryce Sampson household, we now have one of the most beautiful yards in the neighborhood.
Thank you, Debbie Bry.
Thank you, Debbie Bry. Actually, no, I mean, quite literally, because so many people were out. It was so nice out all weekend. The amount of compliments we got on our yard already.
Did you?
People just walking by. And, you know, they saw us out there working. But one, it just makes me feel even more so how friendly and awesome my neighborhood is.
Cool.
But so many people saying how good it looked. But what the thing I'm most excited about is we got... Well, one, I learned the magic of mulch.
Mulch is good.
And how mulch makes everything look better.
Yes.
And second, we got our free little library up.
Yay!
And so now we look like a very welcoming, well-read house, and our neighbors already put some books in there.
Very cool.
And so, yeah, so it was a very successful homeownership weekend, and now I think I have the bug to report back.
We can do gardening.
We took my mother to Kellner's, which is a River West gem.
I know exactly where it is.
Greenhouse. She was just in heaven. And I came back and I was like, "Ooh, they might take a lot of my money in the next over the summer because there's a lot of stuff here I now want." So I've caught the bug. I've caught the yard work gardening bug. I don't know how good I am at it, but I like it. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Greg Bach will be here. Have a great day. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed. My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.